Well, as you guys know, I've been making an issue with the fact that too many Americans are fawning over Vladimir Putin. They think he's a good guy. Hey, he's just trying to protect his country, don't you know? He's just a good nationalist. No, he's an evil man. He's an evil man. And some of those reporters and journalists out there that are defending Putin, let me tell you something. If you lived in Russia and you criticized Putin, you would not be long for this world. So I went and did a little more research the last few days on Putin. I want you to listen to this from the BBC about Putin. I got a few clips I want to play for you over the next 10 minutes about Putin. This is not a good guy. Anyone telling you he's just trying to defend his country? No, he's tracking people down outside his country and murdering them. At least that's what many are saying. Watch this.
When enemies of the Kremlin are poisoned in Britain,
members will have their suspicions.
The finger of blame is quick to point.
Have their suspicions.
To Moscow, and with good reason.
Their suspicions.
Georgi Markov was poisoned right here on Waterloo Bridge in 1978 by a pellet fired from a specially constructed umbrella. The KGB organized the assassination. That's the same organization that nurtured and trained the man who's now president of Russia. Clearly, the practice of killing its enemies abroad has survived the collapse of the Soviet Union. So if today's revelation about the possible use of a nerve agent is correct, and there is a Russian connection, then who gave the order? There are three possible options.
And I'm going to spare you the time. It's Putin, it's the mob, it's the Kremlin, and the hierarchy in the Kremlin. Well, you can decide. Here's another clip on Putin. Also, I think this comes from... No, this is from 60 Minutes. This is from 60 Minutes. If Putin's such a good guy, why is he tracking people down outside his country apparently to murder them? Just asking a question.
In recent years, quite a few of Putin's enemies have perished by swallowing things they shouldn't have. In 2006, Russian spy turned Kremlin critic Alexander Litvinenko drank tea laced with polonium-210. 2 years earlier, the Ukrainian politician Viktor Yushchenko had somehow ingested dioxin. He survived, but was disfigured. But what would the motive be in the case of the critic Vladimir Karamurza? Cambridge-educated, he was for years a Washington-based reporter for a Russian TV station. So he was well-connected and had perfect English, which he used to incessantly criticize the regime on the international stage.
A government that is based on genuine support does not need to jail its opponents.
As if his outspokenness wasn't enough to anger the Kremlin, he made matters worse for himself when he joined forces with this man.
It's death if you cross the Putin regime.
Bill Browder was for years the largest foreign investor in Russia and Putin's champion, but he turned into a dogged adversary when his Russian tax attorney, Sergei Magnitsky, blew the whistle on alleged large-scale theft by government officials.
We discovered massive corruption of the Putin regime. Sergei exposed it, testified against the officials involved. He was subsequently arrested, put in pretrial detention, tortured for 358 days, and killed at the age of 37.
Browder was so outraged, he joined with Vladimir Karamurza.
All right, we'll save there the time there. But that's, Putin's a lion of Christianity, don't you know? Yeah, I've heard some folks on one of the pro-family networks saying, he's a lion of Christianity. Let's see. Thou shalt not murder. How about that one? But no, he's a lion of Christianity. Getting the idea Putin's not a real good guy? Well, to all the Americans defending Putin, let me tell you what he has planned for you. It's in my documentary, Siege, that came out December 2019. This is in part what Putin has for all of the Americans, which I don't think is the vast majority of this audience, but there are some. This is what Putin has planned for those of you that are praising Putin. In 2009, I had the opportunity to interview a former KGB agent now living in America. He's authored several books to warn Americans that Russia is not the friend of America and that the KGB, now called the FSB, has penetrated America. Mr. Konstantin Preobrazhensky is the self-described biggest critic of the KGB. I would like to play a few audio clips for you from this interview. And it's more relevant today than it was in 2009 when I interviewed him. In this first clip, he warns Americans that Putin has been deceiving Russians and Americans to believe that communism collapsed when in reality, it is socialism under the name of government capitalism. Joining me on the line now is Konstantin Preobrazhensky. He is a former KGB member, a member of the KGB. He lives here in America, and he is trying to warn Americans about the KGB, and he's joining us today. Sir, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell me your story. It's quite fascinating, and I know my audience wants to hear it.
In 1991, I left KGB and became its harshest critic. Has deceived Russians, saying that we have abandoned communism, we have allowed religion, so it's just the same as the Imperial Russia, though in fact Russia is still devoted to communism, red banner is in Russia, the corpse of Lenin, the Communist Party leader and founder of the Soviet Union, is glorified and worshipped on the Red Square. A lot of Russian Americans wants to deceive themselves by a falsehood that Russia returned to the imperial period, which is not so at all. They only hided their communism. The main symbol? There are no free business in Russia. The business is controlled by the government. And what is government capitalism? It is socialism. Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union, wrote that socialism is government capitalism, just what we see now in Russia.
Government capitalism. Well, isn't that interesting? Because a lot of the radicals over here are pushing for what they call welfare capitalism, a welfare state capitalism, the merging of big government and big business. I mean, America is really going right down the path of the former Soviet Union. I mean, surely yes. You can see that, can you?
Yes, it's a great mistake because the government, interference of the government into the private business brings nothing but corruption. We see it on the Russian example. And secondly, the socialism or government capitalism inevitably brings the Gulag, brings the massive repressions which the Soviet Union has suffered under Stalin. KGB is a child of socialism. Now it has penetrated into America. And I want America very much to become very sober about Russia.
In this next clip, Konstantin warns that Putin is working within America to create chaos and to bring America down to a second-rate nation, to weaken America internally.
The target of KGB intelligence here is aimed mostly at undermining America. Putin's aim is to lower America down to the level of the secondary country.
So lower America down and undermine America.
Yes. It is the thing which Putin understands very well.
Listen as Konstantin describes how the government-controlled Russian media regularly reminds Russians that America is the enemy of Russia, and America's enemies are Russia's friends.
In Russia, America has been openly named the main enemy. Sometimes it causes irritation here in America. Americans don't want to believe it. It's not surprising. When you take any Russian magazine or just listen to Russian TV inside Russia, you will see that they are openly naming America their main enemy. But Americans don't know it. Russian-American media does not write about it so much. For example, Russian media calls North Korea a friendly country. They say North Korea is our friend. Americans don't know it either. They're still sure that Russia and America are in the same position about North Korea.
So there you go, my friends. I got to cut it short there. But to all those who think, well, Putin, he's just trying to defend his country. No, he is trying to bring down America. He's trying to create chaos in America. He has planted all kinds of people in America, and he's working with the Red-Green Axis. He's in military alliance, for Pete's sake, with China and with none other than North Korea. I don't have time to show you tonight, but I have shown you the video footage of Vostok 18, the largest military exercise perhaps in world history, with China. And what were they practicing? Former CIA analyst Peter Price said right at this desk they were practicing a nuclear strike on America and NATO. But yet there are Americans saying Putin's just defending his nation. No, he's not. He's trying to bring down ours. Look at my screenshot real quick here. Don't forget about my friend and associate producer, Annie Cyrus. Her website is Live Up to Freedom Studios, LUTFstudio.com. LUTF Studio stands for Live Up to Freedom, LUTFstudio.com. Annie makes all this stuff, one of a kind, make great Christmas gifts. Use that code WVW66 for savings, and we get credit, WVW66 at LUTFstudio.com. Also, don't forget about my foundation in your end-of-the-year giving at WVWFoundation.com. Throw that up there with you guys, WVWFoundation.com. And also, don't forget, my Christmas concert is now online for you to watch free of charge right now at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. My Christmas album is out. This whole concert we filmed in Lake of the Ozarks, we aired this weekend, but it has now been put online as of last night for you to watch for free. The entire hour concert, the Christmas concert from Lake of the Ozarks, is free for you to watch at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com, brought to you as a ministry of WVW Foundation. So I hope that encourages you and you appreciate it as well. Thanks for watching. Until next time, I'm Brandon House. Take care.